I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. My name is Jacques and welcome to For the Record, a show where I dig through my record collection, take out an album, and we do a deep dive. The month of July holds something different on For the Record. We're doing a month full of songs that I will not skip, and it's all inspired by a problem that my record collection has. Much as I love it, the record collection, I can't just grab something for when I'm on the go. As such, I've made these playlists that I'll then, for example, put on my phone. It's based off artists and songs that I have in the record collection. So basically, when listening to records is not an option, I'll go to those playlists. So I'll have things like my rock playlist, my acoustic playlist, my Jacques, you're on your way to an appointment that is literally 2 minutes away. Why are there songs on here that are 8 minutes long? Playlist. Instead of an album, today on For the Record and for the entire month of July, we're looking at songs that are too good to skip. It's in the name, you get it. I don't want to play around. We're starting today with a song that I honestly don't think, never mind myself, a single person ever will skip. A song that literally, with one note, you know what's about to play. Can we get one note, please? AC/DC, Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck was released as AC/DC's lead single of their 1990 album, The Razor's Edge. Despite the size and absolute legend that the song has become, can you believe that it only charted at number one in one country? What's up, Finland? You seem to know what's going on. Even in AC/DC's home country of Australia, they only reached number four. The iconic guitar line, that thing has become a staple for anyone who has ever picked up a guitar. It's played by guitarist Angus Young, and it started off a little bit as just kind of a guitar exercise he put together.
You know, it was a good exercise for you, and you could sort of practice away with them. And then, you know, even in the track Thunderstruck, when it was the same thing. It'd come up like a, you know, it started like a one-handed, you know. So it started that way.
Angus Young stated in the liner notes of the 2003 re-release of The Razor's Edge that, quote, I played it to Mal and he said, oh, I've got a good rhythm idea that will sit well in the back. We built the song up from that. We fiddled about with it for a few months before everything fell into place. Lyrically, it was just really a case of finding a good title. We came up with this thunder thing based on our favorite childhood toy, Thunderstreak, and it seemed to have a good ring to it. Are you kidding me? You're basing the name of one of the most iconic songs of all time off of a toy called Thunderstreak?
Thunderstreak, 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 the new super speed hydrofoil with 5-position hydrofins you set for action.
Spinning now in our July special edition of For the Record, a playlist of songs I'll never skip, it's the legends in AC/DC with Thunderstruck. We'll be right back.
Thunderstruck by AC/DC, a song I would never skip, kickstarting our second part of the month of July's Songs I'll Never Skip playlist. Up next, a song that took a band that was having so-so success and put them straight into the stratosphere. And it found itself as the main song to an epic, tear-jerkingly good film called City of Angels.
Hello, Maggie.
How did you know my name?
Are you in despair?
I lost a patient.
It wasn't your fault, Maggie.
The song is by Goo Goo Dolls and its name is Iris. This song was massive, like scary big, Grammy nominations, chart-topping big. It was written specifically for the film. Here's singer and songwriter for the Goo Goo Dolls, Johnny Rozesnik, and he explains some more.
I wrote it from the perspective of the guy, the angel guy, who was just like, he'd give up everything just to feel this human thing. And then he comes, and then it sort of comes true for him. It's sort of a weird, like, reverse Pinocchio kind of story. He became a real boy. The angel becomes a real boy. You know what I mean? It was kind of this weird story, and he realizes how painful it is to be a human. But it's like the point of being human is to, like, experience that pain in a sort of non-judgmental way, because it, you know, that's the essence of being human.
It's such an amazing song, and when it comes up, I'm not skipping. Spinning now and for the record, here's the Goo Goo Dolls with Iris.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want
For the record on Nova 103.5. For the record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today and for the entire month of July are songs I'd never skip. That's right, not a full album, but instead single songs from my record collection. And it's inspired by a problem that the record collection has. See, I can't just take the record collection everywhere I go, but what I can take with is my phone. So I'll compile these playlists based off records I own onto my phone that if I'm on the move, boom, I put some earphones in and I'm sorted. So I have the rock playlist, I have the blues playlist, I have the music I put on when I go take a shower, and sure, I might not be able to hear it properly, but I feel comforted by the barely audible drone in the background playlist. Now, full disclosure, For the Record is based on my record collection. And the next song, well, I don't technically own it. I borrowed this record from a friend a while ago, and let's just say they haven't asked for it back yet, and hey, I'm not going to remind them, so if there are any lawyers listening, how long do I have to hold onto this record before I can legally claim it as mine? So since it's been with me for some time, I'm including it in today's episode of Songs I Won't Skip. Who remembers Creed? When the band Creed called it a day, the musicians in the band, being Mark Tremonti, Brian Marshall, and Scott Phillips, they decided to carry on and recruited the absolute legend Miles Kennedy on vocals. And from there, Alter Bridge was born. Their song, Words Darker Than Their Wings, is a frickin' masterpiece, and yet it was not released as a single. And I think this was strategic. If you release something as a single, there's almost this expectancy from fans that, okay, when a concert pops up, you have to play the singles, right? And you're gonna have to play this one. I think it was strategic because when you listen to the song, let's just say towards the end of the song, the vocals for Miles become very, very intimidating. You're gonna know it when you hear it. Off the month of July's For the Record, Songs I Will Never Skip, here's technically an album I don't own, but I've borrowed it long enough from a friend that I'm now claiming it as mine. It's Alter Bridge with Words Darker Than Their Wings.
Say you are. Still it is gone. Just don't use hope. I swear I never dreamed that we're alone. Now don't you let go.
Alter Bridge, Words Darker Than Their Wings, a song I would never skip. For the Record is a very rock-focused show, but something you might not know about me is, while I listened to a lot of rock and punk and blues growing up, thanks to my mom, I developed this big soft spot for French singers. I was sad to learn of the death of French singer Françoise Hardy on June 11th this year. She passed as a result of laryngeal cancer in Paris at the age of 80. Like I said, I developed this soft spot for French singers, and yet the song I want to play you by Françoise Hardy right now is in English. The reason she moved over to English is because of the British invasion phenomenon. She wanted to modernize her music, so she left the poor quality of French studios and sound engineers, and she went over to London to work with bigger names, bigger artists, bigger engineers, better studios. She worked with producer Tony Hatch in February of 1964, where she recorded an EP that included three adaptations of her hits, including Only Friends, into English. This song will forever hold a soft spot in my heart. Here's Françoise Hardy, in English, with Only Friends.
If we are only friends, why do you kiss me like you do? If we are only friends, why do you haunt me all night through? Do the words I love you never come to your mind? Don't you know I love you, or is love really blind? And every time we dance, when there is starlight up above, I wonder if by chance you will discover this is love. Could we be as happy as we both seem to be? Could we be so happy for the whole world to see? If we're only friends, all evening in your arms you hold me, till suddenly it's time.
Record on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla won't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record, spinning today and for the entire month of July, it's songs I would never skip. These songs all exist within my record collection, and if I could make the ultimate playlist, like I had a little record pressing plant in one of my rooms, hey, these would all be on it. Spinning last on today's episode, yeesh. This song. I'm not gonna tease you, I'm not gonna like let you hang around before I tell you what it is. Let's just do this. Our last song for today's episode of For the Record. Metallica's Nothing Else Matters. This is one of those songs that you can play for your grandmother, and even she would have nice things to say about those heavy metalers in Metallica. It was a power ballad written for a girlfriend at the time, which for the hard-rocking, hard-partying heavy metal band Metallica was something completely out of their wheelhouse, but it paid off. You don't need me to tell you how big this song was, and still is. If you have ever had the opportunity to attend a Metallica concert, which, check, By the way, when this song goes on, the crowd becomes a different kind of monster. The song has received praise from many a fan and many a critic, but I think the biggest compliment a song can get is when someone that the band themselves idolizes has only good words to say. Here is the legend Elton John and his feelings towards the song.
And listen, this is one of the best songs ever written to me. I mean, it's just...
Yes.
It's a song that never gets old. The chord structure, the melodies, the time changes. It's got drama written all over it. It's Metallica... are probably the creme de la creme of those kind of bands. You can't really define them. They're not a heavy metal band. They're a musical band. Their songs aren't just heavy metal. They're beautiful songs. And this is such a melodic song. It's f***ing great, actually.
It's a sentiment shared by millions of fans, whether they're casual or diehard, across the world. My name is Jacques, and thank you for hanging out on today's episode of For the Record. It's part two of the month of July, where we're taking a look at songs that are just too good to skip. Ending today, it's Metallica with the beautiful Nothing Else Matters.
Life is ours, we live it our way.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.